namhlanje belukhona odlakela kwamanye amalokishi kwezinye indawo nje la eJoburg Bay, but bekungakubanga njengamanye amalanga njengayizolo nangemva kwayizolo. But kwezinye indawo bekuthulele, ngike ngayadeliver eKrugerstorp e-correctional service, hhayi bekunormal nje. But eJoburg indawo eziningi bekuvaliwe vele, amashop abevaliwe, iziphaza lezo zamandiya yizo ezinye bebethengisa bevula amawindi bedayisa ngamawindi phela.
Sizwa abanye besithi sebeqalisile ukuphila ngendlala bengasenelisi ukuthi bayathenga ngapi ukudla. Unjani umumo nxa sikhangele udaba lwendlala lokuthi abantu kabanelisi ukuthenga abakufuna?
Ya, abenelisi abantu ngendlela yokuthi indawo eziningi zishisiwe, like amamall, amamall lapho abathenga khona, oShoprite nabobani bani, okuningi kugqekeziwe kwathathwa into zonke nje eziphakathi. So into esiyibhekeleleyo nje ukuthi emalangeni kuzoba nama-shortages ezinto ezi ama-basic things enjengabo mpuphu nanana, ngoba ama-trucks aweneli azosupplya emadolobheni la njengabo Joburg aswa lapha yakhona ngalolu dlake. So eyi, into indawo eziningi zivaliwe, abantu abakhona ukuthi bathenge, akunandawo angathenga khona ukuhle.
Manje ngokubona kwakho udaba lolu ubona ngani luzaphetha njani?
Udaba lolu luyahlupha, luqedakala ukuthi luzophela kanjani kumbe luzoqhubekela phambili. Asiyibone, asinalwazi nokuthi kuyaphi, kodwa nje into engisabelayo ukuthi uzogcina sokuvele kugcine kuvuka le xenophobia. Angitholi kahle le ndaba, ngoba kunenye ividiyo yabantu laba abanye abakhuluma ulimi lolwakithi olweharari ngalade belutha lapho. So kunevidiyo yakhona esekuletha kuma-social media. So abalapha labo sebe-accuse abantu bale ukuthi yibabaluthayo. So into yakhona izogcina isibangela umsindo omkhulu lapho.